Yes. Like what you're doing here. I like what you're doing here. Rocking and rolling through a Wednesday edition of Game Time. And it's pretty cool that our general manager, Mark Schlechterly, wanted to come in and no idea if you're going to fire me on the spot right before I leave, Mark, or what's going to happen here. But you want to come in and say a few things, and I appreciate that. So fire away, my man.
Well, I can honestly say as the GM of the radio station, you know, there are certain employees that I've come to love. And you by far are, well, I guess, first of all, George, before I get to there, George, the prop, you told me last night when I was leaving to bring in Kleenex, and because he was going to be the one tearing up and getting emotional.
I have Kleenex in my pocket for
and
later.
And here I walk in with Kleenex, and I'm already the one that's starting to get emotional.
It's listen, for everybody.
Here's the thing.
So here's a whole box of Kleenex.
Mark, I have said, I know I'm going to go through that whole box like in about 20 minutes.
Legitimately.
So, so here you go.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Can I take this home?
Absolutely.
Because, you
take
know,
it.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Take it. Right, I need to put a logo on it, though, first. So, but what I was saying before I started to get choked up, and now that we joked around, I can kind of get serious.
Yeah, okay, good.
Again.
We got it away.
You are a class act. I got here in mid-December, and I can honestly say you are by far one of the most talented individuals that I have worked with. You are phenomenal on the air. You're great at interacting with listeners. When I've seen you out at promotions and remotes, even yesterday over at the Storm Chasers,
yeah.
I came out and you and Marty, the way that you bond and the way that you interact, it's a science, and you have it down, and you are truly, truly going to be missed by myself as well as everybody here in the 1620 family, as well as all of our radio stations, right. Everybody here, we have six other radio stations. And I know when the announcement was made, there was a deep sigh and everybody was taken aback by it. And
yeah.
We understand you had to make a decision. And we would have loved for you to still be on board. As I told you, and I've told other people, you are not leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. You will always be part of the 1620 family. Always. My door, our door here is always open. You will continue to hold your key fob. You will keep that in possession.
I'm holding on to that thing, yeah.
So you are welcome back anytime, and we're celebrating. I'll break the news to the listeners now, I guess. This is kind of breaking news.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was going to say.
We're celebrating our 1620 20th anniversary this year in September.
Yep.
And I told you yesterday that we definitely want you back for that
totally.
In the celebration. So, You're always part of the family, and we cannot thank you enough for the 10 years that you have given us.
Thank you, Mark.
We wish you nothing but great success, and I look forward to seeing you on TV because I know that, as you told me, that's your dream
job. That's one of the first things I told you. And I, we went to lunch.
Yep,
absolutely. That's one of the first things I told you.
The one thing I am disappointed in, though, is the fact that you are leaving and that we're not going to get a chance to play one-on-one basketball against each other.
That's true. That's the other thing he did.
Because
look, I swear to God, there's a true story. Mark said he wanted a one-on-one battle with
me. Well, I'm 20 plus years older than you and about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches shorter than you. My outside three-point jump shot, you know, still has game.
Well, we'll have a shooting contest. How about that?
So, yeah, because I might die of a heart attack if we actually have to run up and down the court.
I watching Kevin Durant tear his Achilles.
Yeah.
Mark, I want both of my Achilles to stay where they're at.
Yeah.
So let's... For both of
let's
our
have
sakes,
a shooting contest.
We're going to have a shooting contest instead.
Let's get it set up at a facility.
Yes.
And
I like what you're thinking here.
Give me 2 weeks to practice.
I need 2 weeks too.
Okay. And then I'm going to go kick your ass on the court.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I
and
love
for
it.
All the listeners out there, the game plan is to do what's best for y'all as listeners.
Yep.
Nick is leaving some big shoes to fill. So we are in the process. George is over here. You guys can't see it through the radio, but George is over there pointing to himself saying he wants to do the show by himself. While George did win Employee of the Month last month, he's not going to happen.
That's not
on the game plan.
On the back of the plaque,
exactly,
it said, does not mean you get to host.
Exactly,
yeah, okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, but George, you do a great job.
He does.
So I can keep my job.
You can keep your job.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I love it. Mark,
thank you very much.
No, thank you.
We absolutely love you. You're always part of the 1620 family, and I know the listeners are going to love you.
Absolutely.
Or miss you tremendously.
Thank you, Mark.
Good luck to you.
I appreciate it.
And we'll be in touch.
That sounds good. Thanks for the Kleenex.
You're welcome.
I'm going to need them all. I'm going to need every last one of these things here. I'm telling you.
Can I get a
Mark,
couple?
Yeah. Well, Mark brought plenty of these here. This is, he's a he's a good, like, it's a good dude right there. Okay. Good dude right there. All right. So how do we want to do this?
Do you want to break and then get
how
to
about we break? If we break now, we don't have to break later.
This dude.
So should we break now or do you want to bring in Chick again? Because Chick had to.
This is your last. You tell me what to do, and I click the buttons.
Well, why don't can I have Chick for another for another segment here, and then I'll break, and then I'll get my I'll cry. How
Let's
about
do
that?
It.
You want
Let's
to do,
do
that? Okay, so we're bringing Chick back in. Chick, I apologize. You had to sit through all that. You know.
Is he done?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh
that
man,
that was awesome.
Yeah,
that
pretty cool. Awesome. I mean, it's that's the. That's kind of how you want to how you want to leave a place, you know, where it's like I've learned a long time ago, like, hey, don't burn bridges. There's no reason to, you know, you got to stay in good graces with the right people. And I kept that top of mind throughout this whole process here, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you never know when you're gonna be back.
Well, honestly, I mean, the guy that blew up the Chick and Nick show was the guy that hired me to do Game Time, Andy Ruback. You know what I mean? So, like,
right.
It's
exactly right. And I remember when I left feeling resentful, and I came back and I made sure we patched things up with him because it's not, life's too short, an eternity, way too long to hold grudges here about certain things. And things have turned out well for both you and me. But I remember. I remember hugging you in our last goodbye before I left in 2012 outside of that pizza shop that went bankrupt, largely because they sponsored our show. But believing in my heart, you and I were going on to bigger and better things. And now 10 years after we started our show, you're leaving the station. And, you know, I've known your news for a little while. Last week when I was in studio, it was not lost on me that that was going to be our last time in that studio together.
Yeah.
And it was sad, but I do believe, and I've told you this before, that, and I hope that we'll work together again.
Yeah.
In some capacity. More.
I think
on
you
that
said
a private
that.
Call later on.
Yeah. Nice. I know. You did. I'm not mistaken though. I think you said that to me in the pizza shop parking lot as I was crying with pepperoni on my face.
Yeah.
I think you said you got pepperoni on your face, dude. But hey, I also want to say that.
The pizza place where you built your own pot.
You bid, you get your hands in the dust. But I think you said that one day our paths will cross again. And, you know, I hope that's true. I really do, you know. Because like you set the bar. I mean, like, why did I have to work with you first? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, good. It's like, all right, who's the first person you ever caught a pass from? Tom Brady. Well, I got to tell you, not everybody's quite like that guy. I mean, why'd you have to do that to me?
Well, and it's the same, but it's the same. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but it's the same for me in that every time now I go on the airwaves, I'm trying to recreate what we had and I'm comparing it to what we had. I remember doing a show a year and a half ago and it was a weekly show on ESPN and I'm going, you know, this just isn't working. You know, come on, let's do this pre-produced bit. Oh, this producer doesn't want to buy in. Okay, now what do we do? I don't have the control that we had,
right?
To do what we, but look, you're great at what you do, but that doesn't mean a lot if you're not a great person. Like you have to treat people well, and then things will go well for you. The treatment of people comes first. And, you know, that's why Doc Sadler lasted as long as he did.
Sure.
You know, you're a good person, and that goes a long way. And there's a reason that a company would be willing to hire you and then blow up the show that you're on and then hire you again. It's because you're a good guy. And if you're nice, you treat people well and work hard, good things are happening. That's why good things are going to continue to happen for you. And, you know, I'm excited for you. I'm just, it's more of an honor than anything to be associated with you because of all the great things you help me do as well. I just feel like it's just a mutual love affair.
Oh, no doubt.
Will, that I think was, people could tell through the radio, but now that you've done your own stuff, you know, just impressed and proud and, you're just going to crush it, man.
Yeah.
You're just going to crush it.
I mean, it's it's just so, I think I was talking to Kim last night. You reflect so much when you're, you know, when something's coming to an end, and it just I hold those 3 years of just finding ourselves in such high regard and finding what the show would be and taking pride in what we were doing. It really kind of has planted the seeds for everything, I think, for both of us kind of moving forward of like, you know, well, what is the standard of content that you are going to be proud of? And even though things can change and what you're doing and what I'm doing kind of alter and it's not Chicken Nick, everything kind of still stems from that in a weird way. I don't know if that makes sense, but like everything kind of, there's a standard of like pride you feel and joy that you have to feel in what you're doing. And it all comes back to that to me.
When your name is on the show, things change, right? You know, it's Chicken Nick. It's Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Yep.
Like you, when your name's on it, you know, when you own the shop and people are walking in, you better serve a good meal. And you have to treat every day like someone's coming in for the first time.
Right.
And that's what we've done. That's what you do. That's what you've done every day. Because you never know who's turning it on. And you can't just put a stamp on it and mail it in. And that's why you stood the test of time. But before, you know, we've got probably more than a few minutes left here, but I did want to, I was trying to think about what can I do to just show appreciation for you? What are the things that we did all the time? Like, what did we do when there were big, like, occasions? What would we typically?
Well, we usually write a song or a parody song of some kind, usually. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you kind of put me on a spot.
Thank you, Cam Newton.
But George, why don't you hit it here?
No.
See if I can hit some.
Oh
notes.
No.
I call you, I talk to you every Friday. We share some laughs, trade some stories, spit some fire, yay. Coming on every week, it just meant so much to me. We've been such good friends, we make such a good team. And I went on your show, filled an hour for you every week. I did it all for free, and you never even paid me. You're simply the best, with salsa all over your chest. You're better than any host. We should do a podcast. I've been on your show, I did it all for free. And as you depart, you'll never believe how much you owe me.
You know, I just felt like that was really, you know, our friendship. It just kind of summed everything
up.
Yeah,
that is pretty good, Matt. That is pretty good, my friend.
We just make it about the fact you never paid me for this segment.
Yeah, clearly there was some undertones of you not being happy about getting paid for your Friday spot on this thing here. I apologize for that. But, oh, man, I love about Chick is outside of the Jay-Z and Alicia Keys New York song, Chick always likes to go to like 80 for Chick, real topical songs that he likes to parody. That's the best thing about you.
Well, and for those who listened to our show back in the day, that was my EGS song.
I drove by EGS yesterday, I swear to God, and I thought Matt Chick did a parody for endorsing that show right there, or that place right there. Unbelievable.
Instead of
right?
Simply the Best.
Simply the Best. That is good. Well, I appreciate
the best
that.
Is the way,
know?
Is the way to.
I appreciate
is the way
that.
To describe you, my friend.
Oh,
and
man!
And I have thoroughly enjoyed being on your show every week. I've enjoyed just being a part of your life, being a part of different, you know, parts of your life and decisions that you make, and the fact that we can walk together through a bunch of stuff, and
yep.
It's just been awesome to. to be a part of. And you are going to go, you are going to go and accomplish great things, whatever those are, whether it's TV or what have you. But you know this, and this is why you have nothing to worry about, is that that'll be a pretty cool legacy, but the greatest legacy you will ever leave is with your kids.
Yeah.
And with Mava. And you're a great dad, and that's the most, you know, you can accomplish anything in life, but the greatest impact you have is on those right around you.
Yep.
And that's the most important. And you're a great dad, a great husband, at least as far as Kim tells me. And and you've been a great friend.
Oh,
and so you've impacted a lot of people. And sure, the listeners have certainly benefited, but those that are closest to you have benefited greatly from it. And we are the lucky ones because the show's over, but the friendship doesn't.
Yeah.
And so I'm just looking forward to the next big thing for you. And I hope I can somehow be a small part of it.
I hope so too. Oh man. I mean, yeah, there are some people that it's kind of weird, and I don't know if you have anybody like this, but like people that are your friends, but they are like a standard for like holding you accountable in some ways, where you took so much pride in not only your work, but what kind of a person you are, and you don't know that like you helped me a lot in that regard, because There are sometimes I'll even think about when I'm show prepping or doing something like, there are times, let's be honest, we have like, let me pre-postage this thing here and mail this thing in or whatever, you know, but like, I don't do it because I know I'm like, Matt, I mean, come on, Matt, in a weird way, I'm like, Schick wouldn't approve of this. Or I just like I have so much respect for you that you're, even when you're in Charlotte and I'm in Omaha or whatever, like you are always with me. And you, like, that's on, as much as our, we laugh and giggle, like, I just, you're a hell of a standard of, like, a man to me. And that is pretty cool to find. So, hate you for making me cry. That's a big thing, dude. But, yeah, so, it's just, I appreciate it, man. Really do.
Well, I appreciate it, and I just want a big bet with you crying. So I appreciate that more than you
bet with
pick.
George? Because George is fist pumping like he's Tiger Woods right now.
No, we talk about legacies and what's important, and you know, you can put on a great show and you can, you know, be great on TV or I can do whatever, but it's you know, how are you as a person?
Yeah.
And how are those to the people closest to you? And for you to say that means a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, just it's like on this show, I don't think you've done anything, like when we ended, I don't think you've done anything that you've ever had to apologize for.
Right.
Or things like that.
Right.
You don't compromise who you are for a joke or to get one or two extra laughs. You just stay true to who you are. And so that, your comments mean a lot, and you've impacted me in quite a way. Where everyone I work with now, there's a standard that I hold them to, and it's not just about are they laughing enough at what I'm saying. It's right. are they fun to work with? Do I look forward to working with them? And the fact that we were together for 3 years, 5 days a week, was something that I selfishly am glad I got to do that.
Yeah,
I got to do that for 3 years and sit right next to you in that studio.
Oh man!
So it's man. As you said when we finished our show, I'll say it to you. You know how I feel about you.
Yep.
Except I don't have 12 seconds of dead air.
Hey, I did a lot better. Hey, 7 years later, I actually got out. Like, I know that was pretty shaky with fighting back tears, but at least I got out a full two sentences there, Schick. I've really grown in 7 years. That's what I can do.
You know, they always say the greatest improvement you make is from your first goodbye to your second. But I don't want to take up too much more because I know you got one final segment and you're going to do your goodbyes and probably blubber your way through that.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was good. Maybe the floodgates kind of went for a little bit. Now I'm okay, but I don't know. We'll
but, see. And I'll selfishly thank Neil once again for taking a chance on us, and saying, yes, let's do this, and for 1620 for hiring you and putting us together, and it's brought us to here, and it's brought you a great way, and it's going to take you even further, and 1620 has been the reason I'm where I'm at, yep. And it's the reason where you're going to be and where you are now. So just thankful for everyone and thankful for you, buddy. I love you. And just go kill it, whatever you're doing, and keep me posted.
Will do. Love you, Matt Chick. Thank you so much.
George, you know how to take us to break.
Okay. Take us to break, George. I love it. Thank you, Chick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Longtime listener. Listen to the show all the time. Do you know this? No, I don't know.
Growing pains?
It's changing times.
Changing times.
Yeah.
Montana?
God, that's good. I love it.
All right, buddy.
That's Matt Chick. Whew. Okay, I got a couple people I want to thank, a couple things I want to say on the other side.